one ha'ara, and really we're about choiv on some rage from last week. So we're coming now to be mishalim our neder. It's almost yontif. We don't want to be over about the acher even of chad regel, and talk a little bit about something that we recently spoke about. That's also very much negated today's daf. So the Rambam in Hilchos Shvuos, Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph says, Mishin nishba shelo yoichel hayoyim klo. If somebody makes a shvua, I will not eat anything today. V'achal pachis mikazayis. And then he went ahead and he ate. Pachis mikazayis, potter. The halacha is he's potter. She'ein achilo p'chusa mikazayis. And the reason is, because when you say shvua shelo yoichel, you mean a kazayis, and if you eat pachis mikazayis, it's not considered an achilo. What's the makar to the halacha of the Rambam? It's the shitas hachachamim. In the Mishnah, in the beginning of Perek Shvuah Shtayim Basra, Shvuah Stafyuta Samaves. The Rambam paskins like the Chachamim, not like Rabbi Akiva. And by the way, even though Allah Kri Rabbi Akiva Mechaveroi, of its Mechaveroi, Veloi Mechaveroi. So even though Rabbi Akiva said that you're going to be Chayiv for Shvuah, even if you eat a kosher, the Rambam Shita is not that way. The Rambam Shita is that the only time you're going to be Chayiv is if you eat a Kezayis. Again, Mishin Nishbash Loyoichel Ayon Klom, Va'ocha Apachas Mikezayis Potter, you don't have any of the Chiyuvim, right? There's no Ilva Yoy, there's no Malkus, nothing. She'ena Achila Pchusim who you want to know what it's like? It's we treat this person as if he ate a chatzi shir of nevelos treifos and kayotzvem or macholis asuris. Now, there's the Rambam paskans like the Chachamim that shvu shloichal means bekezayis. Stating that, the Rambam says that if a person would eat pachos mikezayis, it would be as if he ate a chatzi shir of nevelos treifos and kayotzvem. It would be no different than eating a chatzi shir macholis asuris. The Mishnah Melech is medayik in the Rambam. This is a very, very long Mishnah Melech. It's pages and pages and pages long. But he says, nearer the sphere, it's clear that the Rambam held. The kishem the chatzi shir osim in atayr b'chol yisurim. That just like chatzi shir is osim in atayr b'chol yisurim, hu adin b'nishba shlo yoichal osu lechol pachis mikashir. The same is true when it comes to eating. When you made a shvur that you're not going to eat, even though we paskin like the chachamim that the shir is bekezayis, but chatzis shir asam in atayra, and as a result, if you're going to eat pachas mikezayis, it's going to be a problem. And the Mishalalach is mefalfel vani tomeya. He asks a big kash on the Rambam, and he's very mairich to be miyash of the Rambam, and then he says that the truth is that the Ran in unzer sugi here in Masech Shvuos, mamish the sugi that we're learning today's daf Shvuos daf Chav Beis, he already brought this shita to Rambam, and he said that even though the Rambam says it, and he grabbed himself says, I agree with the Rambam. He said, but I found a yesh mishoimer shitas rishonim that's chaylik with the Rambam. And he says, take a look at the Ramban. The Ramban was also chaylik in the Rambam. In other words, what emerges from that Ran says the Mishnah Melech that this is a major machloikis rishonim. It's a major machloikis rishonim. We paskin like the Chacham. Shvur shaloi oichal. The achal pachas because I is potter. Is it osir, however, or is it not osir? The Rambam and the Ran held yes. Hareu koichal chatzishim in the veils of treves kayotzvem. It's like garaf meaning a chatzishir of umacholis asuroys. Chatzishir is osim in atayra, right? What was the time of the chacham of Rabbi Akiva? Heichamotzinu b'chol atayra kulo that this chiyuvim if you eat pachas mikazayis. I hear okay, but chatzishir pachas mikazayis is osim in atayra. So too, shvuah shel yoicha v'achal pachas mikashir is going to be a chatzishir, which is going to be osim in atayra. But the yesh mishaomer that the Ram brings and the Ramban, those rishonim held that although there is a concept of chatzi shir asim in atayra, but when it comes to shvuah shaloi oichal, the shir is kezayis, and if you eat pachis me kezayis, it's not just that you're potter, but you have an iser. It's not included in the ikur shvuah at all. And the Mishnah Melech is mefalfel to explain what exactly the svaras hamachloikis is, and his ikur mahalach is that really it's totally in what the das of the neuder is, right? When a person makes a shvua, it's chal shvua. But really, what's chal is dependent on what the person's das was. So it's true there's a concept of chatzi shir asam in atayra. But lav dafka, because chatzi shir is asam in atayra, would that apply to shvua? Because it could be when it comes to a shvua, when a person makes a shvua shalayoychal, he hadn't zin that the shvua should only be chal on kezayis, right? If you would be mefarish, so, okay, we saw in the sugya, machlokes b'snam, avo b'mefarish tevri hakol, right? It's all totally in what you were mefarish. So it could be, it's ki'ilu you were mefarish that it should be a kezayis, not pachas mikezayis. And just like it's not chal the chiyuvim on pachas mikezayis, so too the ikur shvuah is not going to be chal on pachas mikezayis either. That would seem to be the simplest mahalach in terms of explaining what exactly the machlokes of Rishonim is. But I saw a Dover Chadash, and this is in the Shailos Teshuvas Binyan Tzion, from the Aruch Laner. It's in the end of Simen Yud Ches. It's a beautiful Hesper in the Machloikis Rishonim, but it requires a tiny bit of an introduction. And that is, we mentioned the other day, this was in the raid on Daf Yud Zayin, the Gevaldige Chiddush of the Noida B'Yehuda, in his Tzlach, in Masechtas Brachos Daf Mem Aleph, and it's also in his Dagel Mervava, in Hilchas Pesach, and Erechaim Simen Tov Mem Beis, on the Magen Avram Sif Katan Yud, where the Noida B'Yehuda was Mechadish, that even though we know there's Machlikis Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, where the Chatzish is Asim Min HaTorah, Chatzish is Mutim Min HaTorah, we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, like we always do, the Chatzish is Asim Min HaTorah, stating that Chatzish is only Asim Min HaTorah when it comes to Yisuri Achil. But when it comes to Yisurim that are not Yisuri Achila, then there's no halacha of Chatzi Shir Asim in Atayr. The Svara to say it would be, look at the Sugya. The Sugya of Chatzi Shir Asim in Atayr, Mutim in Atayr, starts on Yuma Ayin Gimel Amin Beis. It's Be'ikr on Yuma Ayin Dalit. And the Gemara learns it from a Pasuk. It says in the parasha of the Isra Achilas Chelev, Kol Chelev. And Kol Chelev would seem to mean not only the Kezayas, I feel the Pachs because I, but here's the point. The point is it's by Machalos Asuros. And being that it's by Machalos Asuros, so there's already Svarah to say that maybe it would only be true by Machalos Asuros. But Al Kopanim said, the Noida B'Yehuda, I hold clear that way. And the Iker Raya that the Noida B'Yehuda had was from a Toisvis, a Mesech Teshvuas, Daf Tezai, Namib Beis. In the Sugyas of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, in the Sugyas of Shehiya, right? What was the Sugya? The Mishnah was Mavur in the beginning of the second parak of Mesech Teshvuas, that if somebody enters the Beis HaMikdash Tar and he becomes Tomei in the Beis HaMikdash and he Shoya Ashir Shehiya, whatever exactly that is, the Halach is he'd be subject to the laws of Karban Oil V'Yayot as if he would have entered the Beis HaMikdash in the state of Tumah. And the Gemara said, Minolon the Chayim. What's the Makar? Right? Tumah Bazar Minolon. Those were the words of the Gemara. How do you know that if somebody becomes Tomei in the Azar and he doesn't leave on time, it's going to be a problem? The Gemara brought a pasuk. Freitai Sakasha. Why do I need a pasuk? I need a drasha. It's Mavur in the Hemshech HaSugya that the Shir Shi'i is learned out from a halacha l'moshe misinai. So Tosna says, if I already know from halacha l'moshe misinai, there's a Shir Shi'i, so Bal Korchach I know there's a parish of Shi'i. So why do I need a pasuk? Lomali Kra. Halachihi, I know it from the Halach L'Moshe Misinai. And Tosfos says, no. Because from the Halach L'Moshe Misinai, I would only know that there's an Isser. Meheche Teisi Av Chiyuvim. Tumah Bazar Minolan is a Makar that this Karis and this Malkis and this Anoil V'Yoyret. And that's not something I would know from the Halach L'Moshe Misinai. Freak the Noid B'Yehuda and Eizen Akash. Akash that's Kosher Kabarazol Mamish. He said, how could Tosfos say that if all I had was the Halach L'Moshe Misinai? Which tells me the sheer of Shehiyah. I would think it's only the Gay of the Isser. We paskin like Rabbi Yoichin on the Chatzi Shehiyah Zasim and HaTorah. Which means that all the Shehiyurim are never the Gay of the Isser. Sheer is always only the Gay of the Chiyuvim. So if there's a sheer Shehiyah in the Halach L'Moshe Misinai, that means the Halach L'Moshe Misinai is telling you that it's Chiyuvim. Because for the Isser, Chatzi Shehiyah Zasim and HaTorah. So Vazok Toisvis said the Noid B'Yehuda, this has always been my Raya. He says it with a whole geshmak. This is always my greater Raya that you see from an often a Toisvis, that Toisvis held, that although it's true that Chatzi Shir is Asim in HaTorah, it's only true Dumi Dechelev. It's only true when it's a Midi Dachila, but we're not handling Yisuri Achila, such as the Isser Shehiyah for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh up there, there's no Chatzi Shir Asim in HaTorah. And if there's no Chatzi Shir Asim in HaTorah, just because there's a Shir Shehiyah, it doesn't necessarily imply Chiyuvim. Maybe all there is an Isser, and that's why Tumah Bazar Minolan, the Gemara needed to bring him a car, not only that there's an Isser, but that there's Chiyuvim as well. This is the Chiddush of the Noida B'Yehuda. So we mentioned that this Chiddush of the Noida B'Yehuda is Noida in Kaisav Beis Medrash a little more as the Chiddush of the Chacham Tzvi. Chacham Tzvi lived earlier than the Noida B'Yehuda, and also Mechas Chinuch throughout his farm, always closest Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi is in his Shailus Etshuvos, it's in Simen Pei Vav. He says this great Chiddush that could be Chatzi Shir Asim and HaTorah is only true by Midah D'Achila. We also mentioned that there were other G'dayli Achronim that said this Chiddush, the Pnei Yeshua, in Mesechtes Be'er Dav Zayin Amadeis, says, V'li Nira, I want to say a Chiddush. I want to say a Dovah Chodosh. Chatzi Shir Asim and HaTorah only by Midah D'Achila. The Shagasariye in Simen Pei, he says the same exact thing. He says, I want to say a Dovah Chodosh. That the only time you say Chatzi Shir Asim and HaTorah, that's only by Yisuri Achila. Incidentally, if you look at the Shagasariye inside, he comes from a different angle than the Achreinim did. The Shagasariye says, because if you look at the Sugya of Chatzi Shir Asim and HaTorah, so the Sugya brought as a Makar to Rabbi Yochanan a Pasuk and a Svara. Right, the Pasuk is Kol Chelev. The Svar is, it's Chazi Litz Taruf. And Tosfos already asked the Kasha, Is it a pasuk? Is it a svara? Tosfos tries to reconcile it. But the Shagazari said, for sure, the svara is part of the equation. And without the svara of Chazik Letzitarufe, there's no chatzis shiras min ha-teira. And the Shagazari is mechadish that the only time there's a svara of Chazik Letzitarufe is by Yisuri Achila. Because by Achila, there's a chiddish that two Achilas are mitztarif b'ktei Achilas pras. But by Shari Surim, you don't have tziruf. And it's because of that, said the Shagazari, the only time you would have chatzis shiras min ha-teira is by Yisuri Achila. In other words, you can come to this mitzad the mekar, which is macholis asurois, or you can come to it mitzad the svara, which is chazik l'tarufi, which the Shagasari argued is only true when it comes to midah v'achila. Again, this is the words the hadvar matikin were literally coined for such a sugya. But the bottom line is what emerges from this is that it's the noida b'Yehuda and the chacham tzvi, and it's the Pnei Yeshua, and it's the Shagasari, or if you want to go in chronological order, right? It's the Chacham Tzvi, and it's the Pnei Yeshua, and it's the Noida B'Yehuda, and the Shagasari, right, around the same time. But the point is, for G'doyle, 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 G'doyle Achroinim, they all came to the same maskon, and it's Gishmak. The Noida B'Yehuda came to it from Toises and Shavuos, Daf Tezayin Amadeus, and the Shagasari came to it Misvar, because he held Chazik L'Starufo, only works in those situations. The Pnei Yeshua came to it from the Sugya in Be'ad Av Zayin. The Chacham Tzvi came to it in a tshuva in Hilchas Shabbos. They were all coming to it from different angles. Aber l'maisa, all roads led to the same, what the G'dayi L'Achroinim believed was emes alumdis, and that is chatzis she'asim min ha-Torah, even though it's a term that's thrown around all over the place. But really, it's miyuchad, it's mesuyim dafka to macholos asur. Stating that, there are two suyis in Shas that are problematic. One is a sugi mesecht Shabbos that deals with Melech Shabbos, and the other one is a sugi mesecht Pesachim that deals with Bal Yeirah u Bal Yematzah. We're just going to mention the sugi that deals with mesecht Shabbos. It's one gemara. It's a famous gemara. The gemara is on Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, and it's discussing a very cryptic brisa in the world of Boyer. Tanu Rabbanon Hayu Lefan of Minei Oichlin Boyer VaOichel Boyer UMeiniach VeLo Yivrar VeImbirer Chayuv Chatas. That just sounds like one of the prices we had in the last few weeks, for sure, right? I feel like we just learned this. Hayu lefan of minei oichlin, right? There's certain prices that mamish sound like this. Hayu lefan of minei oichlin, your bayer va oichel, bayer umeniach, v'lo yivrar, v'imbir chayiv chatas, and you're just waiting for Abaya and Rava and Rav Yosef and Rabba, right? You're almost expecting it to happen. It happens. Somebody says, my kama, what in the world is going on over here? So I'll just mention like the first few lines of Gemar. Amar ula ula snet hachi kama. Let me tell you what's going on in this Gemar. The price says as follows: bayer va oichel. If a person wants to be boirer because he wants to eat, you can do it as long as it's for that day. If you want, you can be boirer meniach, meaning you can be boirer, give someone else to eat the food as long as it's for that day. When it says, means don't do boirer on Shabbos for Sunday, then beerer. And if you do boirer on Shabbos for Sunday, chayiv chatos. Good, this way we'll explain. So you tell me, boyer is one of lametes malachas, but as long as I do it for today, right? Are you allowed to cook on Shabbos? I mean, if it's for the suda, if it's for today, that you should be allowed to do boyer. Let me tell you, read the price. Boyer va'oichel means pachis mikashir. Boyer u'meniach means pachis mikashir. What does it mean, lo yivrar? U'kashir lo yivrar. The birer, kishir, chayv chatas, you're going to be chayv chatas. So when the bride says you could be birer, means pachas mi kishir. When it says lo yivrar, it means if it's a shit mask, if lo Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef asks, v'chim mutalefo is pachas mi kishir? What? Are you allowed to bake pachas mi kishir? Are you allowed to cook pachas mi kishir? Why should you be allowed to do birer pachas mi kishir? Zok te hilge rashi, dibra mask, v'chim mutar. Even though it's true, if somebody would be oifa pachas mikasher, you wouldn't be chayiv chatas. There would be an iser. Because we know chatzis is asim anatayra beperek pasra de yuma. How could you tell me you could do boir pachas mikasher? You can't be oif for pachas mikasher. Why not? Maybe you could. Because chatzis shir asam and atayra, perek basra de yuma, yuma ayin dalem and alef, shitas Rabbi Yochanan. So the Michas Chinuch, throughout his sefer, he quotes from the Magia on the Mishnah Lamelech, who asks, Rabbeinu Shaloylam, how could the Achroinim say this chiddush? How could it be an idea? He brings it on the Chacham Tzvi. But how could the Chacham Tzvi and the Pnei Yeshua and the Noida B'Yehuda and the Shagas Aryeh all say this chiddush? That there's no issachatzishir when it comes to Issa, that's not Isuri Achilo. You have a Mefurish Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, where it's Mavur that what? It's Mavur that even by Isuri Shabbos, you can have the halacha of Chatzin Shir Asim and Atayro. This is a groisa kasha that the Achroinim mutcha with very much on this Yisoid. We mentioned this is one of the two sugyas that are problematic. The other one, in Pesachim Daf Memhei, the Gemara talks about Pachas Mikazayis, Chametz, regarding Bal Yeirah, it's a big machlokes rishonim how to learn the Gemara, and what would seem to emerge from that machlokes rishonim, just in terms of how to learn a hard sugya and psachim emhei, is this shaila: whether there's a chatzis shir osman atayr by bal yirah bayimotze, or there's no chatzis shir osman atayr by bal yirah bayimotze. Chayir bal yirah bayimotze is not isuri achila. So bal yirah bayimotze is not it. So we once said a teretz could be bal yirah bayimotze is a siyag. It's a mishmeres that you shouldn't come to eat it. Shivas yamim sar lo yimotze bevateichem ki koloichel chametz v'nichrusa. So could be the two are related to each other. Not for now. But the bottom line is these are the two grosser sugyas that at first glance end up being a little bit challenging as it relates to this shayla. But here's the bottom line. The bottom line is we have the chiddush of the G'dayli Achrayinim, but it's not so poshut, this chiddush. The reason it's not so poshut is because it's a mefurish of Rashi and Shas. In Shabbos, Hayin Dalet Amud Aleph, the way Rashi was mefarish the sugya. Now, could be there's another way to learn the sugya, but the way Rashi al-Kaponim was mefarish the sugya, it's mefurish bokzener, that there is chatzishir when it comes to Isurim Dananad Isuri Achilo. And by the way, it is another sugi in Shas, Psochim Mem Hei, with regards to Bayura Bayumatse, we're there too. There seem to be Rishonim that learned up a sugi that hold that this Bayura Bayumatse are Pachas Mikashir and Lachayra, it would only be based on a Chatzi Shir Asim and Atayr, because Pash, there is a Shir Bayura Bayumatse in the Shir's Kazayas. So Lachayra would be based on a Chatzi Shir Asim and Atayr. So really, this Chakira, or this Yisoyed of the G'dayli Achroinim, is Nishta Zoy Poshet. And the Starkim Mokim to Dingzach, in fact, Alo Achroinim Lahavi Raya, they have two sugyas in Shas that they really have to be Miyashim. And I'm telling you, the G'dayli Achroinim Mucha to try to figure out, and it gives a chenetza, how do you get yourself out of some of these kashas? But either way, with that, Hakdama, Zok the Binyan Tzin, Yesh Loimar. Yesh loymar, the machloikis rishonim that's negeya today's daf, under a sugyo, we paskin, the Ram paskin's like the chacham, not like Rabbi Akiva, because Allah Rabbi Akiva mechavir v'lemi chavir, that if somebody says shvush lo yoichal and eats pachas mikazayas, you're not going to be chayiv. Or bezok the Rambam, even though you're not chayiv, hareyu koichal chatzi shim in the veils of Trevis koyotzebe. And the Ran brings the Rambam, he says, I'm asking, but I saw yesh mishoim not that way, and I saw the Ramban not that way. In other words, we have a machloikis rishonim when somebody says shvush lo yoichal, and it's poshet, the isa shvush chal on Kizayas, like the Chachamim, is there a Chatzi Shir Asim and Atayr? Is there not a Chatzi Shir Asim and Atayr? Zok the Binyan Tzin, you know what I think the Machloikis or Rishonim is? It's not what his Das was. I think the Machloikis is a Machloikis Yisodi in the Sugya of Chatzi Shir Asim and Atayr. Because the Issa Shvua, even though he said Shvua Shlo Yoichal, is not an Issa Rachila. We learned the Sugya. It's not an Issa Rachila. It's an Issa Layachal Devaroy. It's an Issa Shvua. Say Yesh Lachkar. By Issa Shvua, is there Chatzi Shir Asim and Atayr? Is there no Chatzi Shir Asim and Atayr? If you hold like the G'dayli Achroinim, like the Chacham Tzmi, like the Pnei Yeshua, like the Noida Behuda, like the Shagasari, that the only time this Chatzis Shir Asim and Atayra is when it comes to Yisuri Achilos, the Issa Shvuos, which is a whole different Issa. You're not going to have Chatzis Shir Asim and Atayra. And that's what those Rishonim held. That's what the Ramban and the Yesh Mishoim held. Oh, but the Rambam and the Ran held that it's not Misuyim. It's not something that's going to be true only. It's not going to be true only for Yisuri Achilos. It's going to be true for all Yisuri Achilos. All Yisurim. Right? Why Chatzis Asman Atayr? Perik Basr the Yuma and Kimavur in the Sugi Psochem Mhei that there's a Bayura Bayumotze Bepachas Mikashir. Well, if that's the case, it's not true. Davka for Yisuri Achilo, then Shvua Shaloi Oichal would have an Issa Chatzisher. And again, even though the Nusach is Shvua Shaloi Oichal, it's not Yisuri Achilo, right? Could have been Shvua. I'm not going to sleep either for the same price. Punk. That was the Nusach Shvua, but the Isser is not Isser Achilo. The Isser is the Isser Shvua. Is there Chatzisher when it comes to Isser Shvua? Zok the Binyan Tzin, half of a fella, glat like anything. Yesh loyma, that's the machlokes we showing him over here. It's mamish dechakira yadua. But just if you could be moisef one neufach, lulei de mistafino, just one ha'ara. And that is, as it relates to this grace shayla of chatzishir, bishari surim and not shari surim, or more specifically with regards to Yisurei Shabbos. By the way, right, this is a halacha l'maisa de geshayla. Rabbanim have been asked shaylas where it'd be negeya, somebody being mechal Shabbos, pachas mikashir. If you could be mechal Shabbos, pachas mikashir, or al kaponim, it's only going to be awesome with the Rabbanim, right? That's, by the way, You always have to know that just because there's no chatzi shir by Shari Surim, could be that's only Midiraisa, could be Drabban or not. The Nebuta is Mesupik in it. He talks about it a little bit. But no one's going to be Mekel, Lechatchila, you can be Mechal Shabbos, Bachs, Mekashir. But if it's an Issa Drabban and it's not an Issa Deiraisa, so it's going to be a whole different Indian, right? I saw Bavad Yosef. I looked up in the Mafteach. Yes, many tshuvas we spoke about this. There were tshuvas written by Gedolei Yisrael that were written Chatzis Shir and Hilcha Shabbos. This is for sure something a Poisek uses. And really, it's B'machloik Yishnuya. This rate bite has Halacha L'maisa ramifications, right? But it's just the way it is. Because is there an Issa Chatzis Shir Medeiraisa B'Shabbos or is there not? But just one ha'or, and we spoke this out years ago, and that is Rabbi Yisrael Chanan. The Kovner of in Shai's Shuvah is Ber Yitzchak in Arachaim Simin Tezvav, and this is Anaf Vav. Kedarke Bakoidish. So he's talking about this Shaila. Is there Chatzis Shir Behilchah Shabbos, or is there not Chatzis Shir Behilchah Shabbos? So he says, L'chayra, I have a Raya Berura from a Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam, right at the beginning of Hilchah Shabbos, is Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel. So Rambam lays out the law of the land that's going to be Negeya the next 30 or so prokim here in Hilchah Shabbos. Says the Rambam, V'chom Mokim Shenema. Anytime you find that I say, or Chazal said, Sho Isa Dovazer Potter, that if somebody does this, it's going to be Potter. I raise a Potter in a chorus, or in a skilum in a carbon. I will Osir Lassus Oisa Dovah B'Shabbos. But it's going to be Osir to do that on Shabbos, meaning every time you see the word potter in Hilchah Shabbos, what does it mean? Everyone knows this. Potter aval aser, the isuroi midivrei soifrim, says the Rambam. And the iser is an iser derabanan, harchokim in amalacha. It's like some sort of harchok that you're supposed to do. Said the Kovner of Rabbi Yisrael Chanan, look up every time the Rambam talks about the shir. A few times in Rambam, where the Rambam talks about a shir in Shabbos, his lashon is that if somebody does a malacha pachas mikashir, I raise a potter. I'll read one. Perik yudches halacha gimel regarding goitza. If somebody carries on Shabbos and spachs mikasher hatzav, hareza potter. Zok Rabbi Yisrael Chanan Alma. What do you see from it? The Rambam already told you his definition. The Rambam told you his definition in his Hakdama to Hilchah Shabbos, Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel. That whenever I say potter means potter, I will also be the very soifrim. That means chatzi shir is only also be the rabbanon. Alma the sfirle the chatzi shir by itza aim by isa Torah klal. Zok Rabbi Yisrael Chanan that even though there's a Rashi in Shabbos Ayin Dalam and Aleph, the chatzi shir is also not Torah when it comes to Shabbos of Chimut Olavus by Bayayim, but the Achroinim have al mili hishoyin because they have the Shitas HaRambam where it's mavur in the Rambam that the Rambam holds that it's only potter. And potter means avol aser v'isurei midivrei soifrim harchoka min hamilocha. And if all it is isurei midivrei soifrim, well, if that's the case, it comes out that there's no chatzis shir asam min haTorah by Shabbos. If the Rambam Shita is there's no chatzis shir asam min haTorah when it comes to Shabbos, then the math of the Binyan Tzion doesn't work. Because the Binyan Tzion wanted to say Pshan in the Rambam that the Rambam holds. The Suroi Kishari Suri Achilo, as it relates to Shavu Shalo Yoichal, is based on the fact that the Rambam is going to hold, not like the Chiddush of the Chacham Tzvi and the Pnei Yeshua and the Noid Behud and the Shagazai. That what Chatzis Shir Asman Atar only by Yisurei Chil is true for Shari Surim, so it's true even for Yisur Shvuot. Well, that's the case, then by Yisurei Shabbos it should be the same way. And it's Mefurish in the Rambam that the Rambam holds not the way Rabbi Yisrael Chanan's Raya when he was talking about Hilchah Shabbos. Rabbi Yisrael Chanan doesn't stall with Sue, but we're telling to Rabbi Yisrael Chanan's Havana in the Rambam and Hilchah Shabbos to the Binyan Tzion's Havana in the Rambam and Hilchah Shvuot, and the it doesn't work out. But just one Ha'ara, and that is, I failed. Mitzia. The Chidah in his Pesach Inayim in Mesechtes Shabbos Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. On that Rashi, V'chimut the Lefo is Pachas Mikasher. Pirish Rashi, the Kaimel and Chatzin Shir Asim and Atayra. V'shamati b'shem Otnot God Olechot. Says the Chidah, I heard in the name of a God Olechot. Shoichiach Sharambam Sofer. I heard from a God Olechot, he wanted to be a Chiyach from the Rambam, not that way. Because the Rambam Shita probably is that the only time this Chatzis Shir is by Yisurei Macholis. Shavikos, Abitchilas, Hilchah Shabbos, Halacha Gimel, the Chol, Potter, Avalos, Rumi, Devei Sofer. Ubechlalu Chatzis Shir, the Potter Michatos. Like the Rambam says many times, Almo, the Inyan Shabbos, Midrabonim. Says the Chidah, Vanishamati. Now, the Chidah didn't hear it from Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan, who lived 100 years after the Chidah, right? But he said, Vanishamati, I heard this, Veloy Ovin, but I didn't understand it. The Derech HaRambam Loimar, because everybody knows that when the Rambam says the words, Divrei Soifrim in Yad Chazok, it doesn't mean Midrabanon. It's Yodua. It's the Chulu V'Chulu, right? The Ram at the beginning of Hilchas Ishus in Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis. The Ram says it's through three ways for a man to be Mekadosh and Isha. Kesef, Shtar, Ubiya. And the Ram says two of them are Min HaTorah and one of them is Medivrei Seifrim. Which one? Kesef. Because it's learned that from Exeira Shava, Kicha Mistei Ephraim, Fragin, all the Noisei Kalim and everybody. Medivrei Seifrim, Exeira Shava is in the Reisa. You mean to tell me it's not? And they all shtel tzutz, the Rambam Lashitasa in his Klolim in Sefer HaMitzvahs, he says that I have a different term of Divrei Seifrim. We think of Divrei Seifrim as always being a Derabanan, but in the vernacular of the Rambam, Divrei Seifrim didn't mean that. It meant something that we know Mipi Kabbalah, maybe Mipi Droshes Chazal, but not something that was Mefurish in the Torah. So Zokta Chido, I heard a God Alecha wanted to bring a ride from the Rambam. I heard it, because doesn't he know when the Rambam says Divrei Seifrim, he doesn't mean the Rabbanon. Could be when the Rambam says Divrei Seifrim, he taka means, and it's a deraisa. Now the Lashon of the Rambam is a little hard, because the Rambam's Lashon is not just that it's Midivrei Seifrim. The Rambam's Lashon is, V'isur Midivrei Seifrim, Harchokim and Amalachim. It certainly feels like this is Archaka. And L'chayra B'Sulchan would probably say that even though when the Rambam says Midivrei Seifrim, it could be a deraisa, but it could also be a Derabbanan. And here the Rambam's Lashon was Harchokim and Amalachim. About Kaponim, we have a Mefurish Chidah, where the Chidah said, no, the Rambam's Divrei Seifrim over here is not like Rashi. Because could be the Rambam Shita is that Chatzis Yerosim and Atayr is true, not only for Macholis Asuos, it's true for Shari Surim as well. If that's the case, then we have Tzhodru Leduchte, the beer of the Aruch Laner and the Shai's Shuvah's Binyan Tzin to the Rambam Hilchos Shvuos. Why the Rambam holds that even though the Lachos like the Chama Shvuos Leyoichal, if you eat Pachos Mikashir, the Lach is that it's going to be Aser. It's Aser because the Rambam Shita is the Chatzis Shir is Aser. Not like the Grace of Chiddush of the Chacham Tzvi and the Pnei Yeshua and the Nei Yehuda of the Shai Gesari. Again, Vadvorim Atika.